This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in 2007, oil was discovered off the Ghanaian coast, off the coast of West Africa. A lot of oil, which meant a lot of money, which meant a lot of people got interested in a big, big hurry. What happened next to the Ghanaians involved and to the Texas oil men who made the discovery is the subject of a documentary film called Big Men, which starts rolling out in select cities, as they say, this coming weekend. Rachel Boynton produced it, wrote it, and directed it as well. Rachel, welcome to the program. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
First of all, I don't mind telling you, I dug this film. It was gripping in a way that, honestly, documentaries usually aren't. Part of which was the access you had. You were talking to oil company guys and the Ghanaian government and Nigerian rebels. How did you get into all these places?
Well, it took a lot of work. You know, oil companies are not exactly generally inviting independent documentary filmmakers to come and film for long periods of time with open access. So that was probably the biggest hurdle.
And not the Nigerian rebels?
No. Well, I mean, that was hard, too, but it was hard for different reasons, because I wasn't just trying to walk in the door. I was trying to spend some time there, you know, and film for a while.
Right. We should probably set the scene, the cast of characters. Kosmos Energy, an oil company out of Texas, goes to Ghana, basically, and tries to negotiate an oil deal for some leases for some drilling rights, right?
Right. Kosmos drilled its very first well as a company in 2007. It was a well off the coast of Ghana. And with that very first well as a company, they discovered this massive new field in a country that had never had oil. So it was this crazy important moment for the company and also for the country as a whole.
And then you take us to the Niger Delta in Nigeria, which is infamous, really, for the problems that oil has brought to that country and the tragedy, really, of having resources.
Yeah. When you're telling a story about new oil in a country, a lot of people are going to want to know, well, what happens to the country? Do they benefit from that resource? And I knew from the get-go that I wasn't going to be able to answer the question, what are things going to be like for Ghana in the future? Because I wasn't willing to spend 20 years making the film. So I very purposefully filmed in Nigeria as well, because that's a place where you can really see how things have played out over time.
I want to get to the title of this movie, Big Men. What is it? Where did that come from? What does it mean?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time running around Nigeria before I started shooting, and it was just me. I met militants, and I met oil guys, and I met ministers and presidents, and I was really fascinated by how freely people would talk about wanting to be big. I mean, it's kind of an amazing phrase, right? I want to be big. I want to be a big man. And the fact that they were so open about it, I found kind of fascinating. They were giving voice to something that I see all the time in America, but that people don't really talk about quite so freely.
There were a lot of things that amazed me about this movie. One of them, you know, you sort of know, right? The degree to which oil has corrupted things in Niger and the Niger River Delta, and how the locals who live there sabotage the oil pipelines to get their slice of the profits, how economies spring up around oil byproducts there. They're selling this like explosive fake gasoline or whatever it is. I mean, it's bananas the way this thing trickles through the economy.
That scene, you're referring to a scene about the pipeline fires.
Yeah.
This is the one thing in the film that I used a fixer for. Somebody helped me.
A local. You had a local.
Yeah.
Who
I had a local person who helped me out. So anyway, I went out to these fires and we had to wade through a river of sludge because the oil was everywhere. And I happened to be wearing my one good pair of jeans that day. So I ended up going behind a bush. Luckily, my guide was wearing two pairs of underpants. And one of them was this pair of tidy whities and the other one was a pair of boxer shorts. So he gives me his boxer shorts and we both go through this river of sludge in his underwear. And so we film that. And then we go back to the village and we film this amazing interview with two of the guys who set that fire.
Oh, these two guys,
yeah.
This was crazy.
I realize over the course of the interview that they live in this town where they've set these fires. And you got to understand, this town has been destroyed by these fires. There's smoke everywhere. I mean, it's absolutely toxic to live there. The land is destroyed. And I say to these guys, you know, you live here. Did it ever occur to you that you might be shooting yourselves in the foot by setting these fires? And one of them says, yeah, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot, but, you know, we don't have any opportunities. We don't have any jobs. So That's why we do what we do. And the other guy kind of smiles slyly and he says, I don't really think I'm shooting myself in the foot because, you know, if I shot myself in the foot and somebody paid me money for it and I didn't die, that's all right with me.
There's a Rashomon like quality to this story, right? Because you got the oil in the middle of it, and then you've got the Ghanaian government and the Ghanaian guy who brokered the deal for Kosmos Energy. You've got the Americans in Kosmos Energy. You've got Nigerians and how they feel about oil. Eventually, at the end of the movie, not to give anything away, but you've got the American stock market and how it feels about Ghanaian oil.
Yeah, it's like a series of circles, this movie.
Right.
I mean, and how they all interconnect. The thing that's holding it together is really this idea about everyone out for himself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's an idea that is connecting everybody in the film and dividing everybody in the film. And so it needs to work both on an intellectual level as a story about this major resource, but also as a human story about people and what's happening to them in their lives.
It's called Big Men. Rachel Boynton thought of it, directed it, produced it, did pretty much everything out there, crawling through the slug. Rachel, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for yours.